This article was previously published on Allura Fergs Today. Fergus Township staff are hopeful moving parts of the Allura Cataract Trailway will better improve user experience and safety throughout downtown Fergus. In a new report coming to Center Wellington Council next week, staff are recommending the township apply to the Federal Active Transportation Fund to help fund a new alignment for the Allura Cataract Trailway through Fergus. According to the report, the goal is to realign the existing trail through streets with lower traffic volumes and gentle topography, while using existing controlled crossings at Victoria Terrace and Garafraxa Street, and St. George Street and St. David Street North. Other proposed improvements include installing a new controlled crossing at Beatty Line and Frederick Campbell Street so trail users can safely cross Beatty Line, new north-south trail connections via multi-use paths on Beatty Line, connecting the Allura Cataract Trail and the Trestle Bridge Trail to the new controlled crossing location, hard surfacing the existing gravel portion of St. George Street West from Maple Street to Beatty Line, implementation of traffic calming measures along the new trail route through Fergus, new and improved wayfinding signage through Fergus and to key destinations and amenities. Staff said the proposed improvements will support increased usage of the trail, enhance safety and encourage participation for users of all ages and abilities, while the Beatty Line improvements will form an active transportation hub at a key location in the township. Although the township's active transportation and mobility plan is currently in process, preliminary assessment of network alternatives suggests that the proposed improvements to the Allura Cataract Trailway through Fergus are a high priority and they will support the township's broader active transportation network, said staff, in the report. The estimated project cost is $650,000. If the grant application is successful, the township would receive up to $390,000 in project funding and be responsible for $260,000. Pending a successful grant application, staff will report back with a plan to finance the remaining funds during the 2026 capital budget development process. If funding is provided in the next 4 months, staff said construction will likely proceed in 2026. When shown to the Health Communities Advisory Committee earlier this month, staff said members responded positively and were generally supportive of applying for the grant funding. Township staff have also presented the improvements to the Allura Cataract Trailway Association, who provided a support letter to be included with the grant application. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.